With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A wildfire racing across the Texas panhandle has become the largest in state history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, now covering nearly 1,700 square miles, scorching rural ranch land and destroying homes. The fire has merged with another blaze and just 3% contained. Panhandle resident Greg Downey says it was a chaotic evacuation.
Luckily, we made it out and into the migrant caravan, which I think was probably about 30 miles long, to the town of Wheeler. And then they evacuated Wheeler. So we headed to Elk City, Oklahoma. Then they said the wind was going to shift from the north. That would be no good. And we finally got lucky and found a room in Childress, Texas, and stayed the night there and came back this morning.
The largest fire blamed for one death. Also at SRNNews.com, now there are three. A judge in a third state has ruled former President Trump off the primary ballot. This time it's Illinois, where the primary is March 19th. Judge Tracy Porter put her decision on hold until tomorrow, pending an appeal. Although it has to pass muster with Congress, congressional negotiators have an agreement aimed at averting a partial government shutdown. For now.
In a joint statement announcing a deal, the House Speaker, the Senate Majority and Minority Leaders, and the House Democratic Leader say, "We are in agreement that Congress must work in a bipartisan manner to fund our government." That funding is temporary, one set of federal agencies through March 8th, another through March 22nd, and it will need the full House and Senate to vote to approve before Friday's deadline when some federal monies run out. Passage of the deal would allow time for Congress to try to pass legislation to fund the government for the remainder of the budget year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Fed's preferred inflation gauge up 0.3% December to January. On Wall Street, the Dow down 11 points. This is SRN News. New poll on faith and entertainment.
Most people think Hollywood is trashing religion, and not just in America. The study released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative finds 63% of global viewers say the movies and TV shows they watch usually portray religious people in a bad light, and they don't like it. Most people also say that while the entertainment industry has spent a lot of time seeking racial and sexual diversity, religion has pretty much been ignored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indiana's ban on sex change operations for children is being allowed to take effect by a federal appeals court in Chicago. The order by a panel of justices on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals removes a preliminary injunction against the ban that a federal judge in Indiana issued in June. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana had filed the challenge on behalf of four young people and one doctor. This is SRN News. The eldest son of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is accused of being involved in a credit card theft ring.
Court documents say 18-year-old Tyler Boebert was identified after being spotted on surveillance video at a gas station when one of the stolen credit cards was used for a purchase by someone else in his group. He was wearing a hoodie from Shooter's Grill, the restaurant once owned by Representative Lauren Boebert, and was also recognized by police from previous encounters. He appeared briefly in court and was released without bail. Representative Boebert says it breaks her heart to see her child struggling and that he's been going through some tough public challenges. She vows to continue to be there and support her son. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senate Minority Leader McConnell says he will resign his leadership post in November, but the Kentucky Republican plans to serve out the rest of his term through 2027. More details at SRNNews.com.